Well, blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. Well, we've gone all the way through the book of Revelation one time, right? And I would really encourage you to continue reading it. And I sort of felt like we needed to do this. So I want to do this today. I'm going to go back to Revelation 1:1. Okay, and I want us to read this first chapter again. We may read the whole chapter right now. It may take us an episode or two. I'm not sure. But I want us just to read it now with the knowledge and the information of what we have seen in the letter with, admittedly, just this cursory examination of it, okay? And so I think it'd be quite beneficial for us to do this. And this is what you do with the scripture is you read it over and over and over. So here's Revelation 1:1. It says this, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his bondservants the things which must soon take place, and he sent and communicated it by his angel to his bondservant, John, who testified to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Now, that first sentence, those first two verses, we've gone over it a couple of times, but this is so, so important to understand. God is the one that gave the revelation of Jesus Christ to Jesus. He gave this revelation. He gave all these scenes. He gave all this insight and everything to Jesus. And it was to be communicated to his bondservants, to the Lord's bondservants. And what's to be communicated? The things which must soon take place. Okay, things that must soon take place. And he sent, so Jesus did this, and he sent and he communicated it by his angel to his bondservant, John. So what do we learn about John? That he is a bondservant. John, who did this, who testified to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus, even to all that he saw. John testified to what he had seen on earth. Okay, in 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Gospel of John, he testified to that. He's also testifying to what is being shown to him, things which must soon take place. Verse 3, great, great promise for us, folks. Never forget this. Hang on to this. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and heed the things which are in it. For the time is near. And as we've seen, we're far more sensitive to now, there's all these timing statements. Okay, all these timing statements in this book. Over and over, the time is near, the time is near, it's coming quickly, et cetera, et cetera. We learned here that you're blessed when you read this. You're blessed when you hear the words of the prophecy. You're blessed when you heed the things. So remember, we had this read, hear, and heed thing going on, okay? You're blessed when you read it. You're blessed when you hear it. You're blessed when you heed it. And so that's the reason I'm saying we really need to be in this and read it continually to receive more and more what the Lord wants us to see. Not to be distracted. I think the body of Christ is way too distracted with trying to interpret it and apply it to their own time. I think part of that is sincere. Because it says the time is near, the time is near, and time is near. And we've talked about it before, but there's portions of the body of Christ that believe all of this has been fulfilled, that it was fulfilled in 70 AD when the temple was destroyed, fulfilled at various times. I do not think that's true. The things that happened to the churches, chapter 2, chapter 3, those actual churches you see in Asia Minor, those were fulfilled. But the picture that they're painting and what happened to them carry on to this day. And then you also had the things where it says that Jesus is coming quickly. He's coming quickly. He hasn't come yet. As a matter of fact, we see it in the first chapter here. We'll probably look at that in the next episode. Verse 4 says this, John to the seven churches that are in Asia. So John's saying, this is me. I'm writing to these seven churches. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come and from the seven spirits who are before the throne. So we see the fullness of the Godhead, the triune nature of God all through this letter. Okay, and John is declaring this, hey, grace and peace from the Most High God, Father, Son, and Spirit, who is, who was, and who is to come. who is coming. So that's picking up the Jesus right there, the idea of him. Verse 5, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. Now that's interesting, isn't it? So he says, hey, grace to you and peace from him who was and is, and who is coming, from the seven spirits who were before the throne, and from Jesus Christ, Father, Spirit's Son. Jesus Christ, the faithful witness. And boy, this great little statement, the firstborn of the dead. Don't forget, Jesus is the firstborn of the dead. He's the firstborn of the resurrected. He did not take off his human body after he was resurrected. He sat down at the right hand of the Father with a resurrected, glorified human body. He's totally human. He's totally God. He's the firstborn. He's the first fruit of those that will be raised from the dead. The firstborn of the dead and the ruler of the kings of the earth. So he is the ruler of the kings of the earth. And people say, well, why isn't he ruler now? Well, just wait. Just wait. Verse 5 continues. To him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood. Do you see how much insight we're getting here? Do you see how much detail we're getting about what happened? When you first read Revelation, you probably can sort of blow through these things because you're wanting to get to the really strange stuff, you know? But John is declaring who it is that has given this revelation to him, what he has done for us, and who we are in him. We're loved by him. He has released us from our sins by his blood. So if he's released us from our sins, no longer am I going to describe myself in words of how I used to be. I'm going to describe myself in the way that he describes us, as saints, as holy ones. We're released from our sins. We don't have to sin because we're sinners. Now, do we choose to sin? Yes, we choose to sin. We choose to step outside the abiding of the Lord. We choose to walk in rebellion. But it's not because that is who we are in our nature. It's simply because we have chosen to do so. And that's a really important distinction right there. Now, verse 6, last verse for today. And he, Lord Jesus Christ, has made us to be a kingdom, priest to his God, or our God and his Father is another way that you can translate this, to his God and Father. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So you see, there's a lot of parallels in this first chapter and the last chapter in the way that they describe things, in the way they describe the purpose. Here it is. He's introducing who it is that's writing, what's happening, why this is happening, who we are in him. At the end, he picks up that same theme. And in the next verse, he's actually saying, well, let me just read it. In verse 6, he says, dominion forever and ever. Amen. Verse 7, behold, he is coming with the clouds. Jesus is the cloud rider. You see that in Daniel. And every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. So it is to be. Amen. Boy, doesn't that leap out at you right now? So it is to be. And so he's going to write this letter describing all this. We get to the end of the 22nd chapter, which we just looked at, and we see it all come into fruition, and we see the bookends of it. It's exactly what he said in chapter 1. It's what happened in chapter 22. We see it all the way through. So be reminded of that, okay? Don't lose sight of the big picture, and don't lose sight of what we're going to see in the balance of this, that is Jesus is coming. Matter of fact, the next thing that is stated in verse 8 is Jesus speaking, I'm the Alpha and the Omega. Hang on to this. So it is to be. So it is to be. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you next episode. Goodbye.